But Rutherford and Orban weren't alone. And suddenly, an unexpected movement caught his eye. On the far side of the river, he saw a shaggy creature standing in the weeds, who stared across at Orban with an unrelenting gaze. A gigantic mass of muscles and claws. The hideous beast reared back and hurled himself in the water and swam toward the region where Rutherford lay. And in a flash, the beast was gone. Underneath the surface, to the frosty depths below, while Orban, bewildered, waited alone. The seconds dragging by him seemed like hours, till finally the colonel felt it all had been a dream. Defeated, he bowed his head and turned to go. Suddenly, with a roar, the creature emerged before him and held the brave knight's body to the sky. And the creature laid the knight upon the shore. And the colonel fell beside his friend in prayer that he'd survive. And Rutherford, brave Rutherford, was alive. Over the soggy night, carefully removing his bulky helmet, when the colonel heard a sound behind him. He turned around and came face to face with an enormous, shaggy, horse-like creature, covered from head to tail with alternating blotches of brown and white. It was a two-toned multi-beast, and atop the multi-beast sat the most beautiful woman the colonel had ever seen. After 52 years of undaunted bachelorhood, the colonel felt a feeling rush over him that he had never felt before.